Welcome, everyone. We are now doing Two is Better Than One, as you can see scrolling on the bottom of the screen. We are excited. If you're listening to us on a Sunday, then you're listening to us on Triple Threat FM Radio. If you are on Adelante with Arlene, then you're seeing me, one of the hosts, and my co-host,
DJ Johnny C.
And we're so happy to be here. Hello to everybody in Triple Threat FM and everybody on YouTube and everybody from Planet Beat Nation, which is a DJ Johnny C show. So Johnny, how you been, my friend?
Been doing good. Very good. The show is going good. Everything is going just as I would want it to.
Johnny, you're looking very sharp, my friend. Johnny is very sharp. He always looks really nice on our show here, and Two is Better Than One. And he does look great on his show, too. But he looks great when we come together. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Loving it. Loving it.
You look good as well, always.
Thank you. So for everybody who's listening, I am coming to you from Florida. And Johnny, where are you coming from?
Long Island, New York.
That's right.
As you can hear in my voice.
That's right. So Two is Better Than One. Hey, Johnny. Lately, we all know the buzz and things going on that went down, you know, on some particular award show. And while I don't want to get into the specifics of who and what we all know, I really want to get more into the topic of wisdom, what we say, you know, what we do. So this came to mind. Now, if anybody doesn't know, I have a book. It's called My Thoughts. So here goes one of my thoughts.
These are my thoughts.
Sometimes speaking less speaks volume of having wisdom. And a timely word can make a difference and is always better than breaking someone's spirit. That was loaded. So we're gonna break that down a little bit, me and Johnny. Because these thoughts came to me during certain parts of my life. And as a result, they were deposited, yes, by the Holy Spirit. And I wrote them down. And this one had really been talking to me. And I decided to speak on it because the Word of God says in Proverbs 18:2 that fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Johnny, we are in a world of social media. Tell me, Johnny.
I don't even know where to begin on this subject. It's so big. Yes. It was such a small line that you put out, but that word wisdom, wow. And what you said is so true. Sometimes not speaking speaks volumes. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Work. When I hear things or people do things that get the wheels turning in my head, sometimes, well, not sometimes, now I learn through wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord, which I ask for, I just keep my mouth shut. I don't let it get me upset like it used to, but you have to really be careful what comes out of your mouth sometimes. You can't break somebody's jaw because they said something you don't like. You can't smack somebody.
Amen.
In front of millions and millions and millions of people because they said something you don't like. You can't do that. Sometimes it's better to just think about what you're going to do instead of acting on what you want to do.
Absolutely. The Word of God in Proverbs 21:23 says, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Johnny, have you ever, I'm going to share a moment out of the many. Johnny. I was always one that had to get the last word. That might not surprise many people, but I was like, I have to tell them. But then when I came to the Lord, it was a process and a half. I read these scriptures and I learned exactly what we just said at the beginning, that sometimes the silence speaks a multitude of the wisdom. and not reacting impulsively, as we have discussed in the prior show that we did, causes us to like step back and think. But Johnny, isn't it for real that it's hard, isn't it, Johnny? It's hard.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'll tell you what I do a lot. A lot of times I vent to myself. You could be in the other room and I won't be talking to anybody, but you'll hear me. I'll curse it myself sometimes. And later on in the day, I'll laugh about it. I'll be like, you know, I call myself an idiot, honestly. And yes, it's hard to control yourself sometimes, but only through the wisdom can you do it.
Absolutely. I find myself losing it every single day, probably about 3 to 4 times a day while I am working from home. I do not vent out at anybody else, like you're saying. I do start screaming here by myself on the other end, saying, what the heck? Why did that person answer the phone like that? Everything I wanted to tell the person, I literally said it out loud to an empty room and let it out. It's not easy. And it's not easy for people like you and I. They're a little bit more extrovert with the talkers. It's not easy. But like you said, Johnny, it's important, because the word of God says, like I read, that whoever, when we guard our mouth and we keep our tongue to ourselves, then what happens is we, well, can stay out of trouble. Because Johnny, I don't know about you, but there are times when I was at work, in the work with other people, and they push me and push me. You know what I'm saying? They're getting on my last nerve and getting on my last nerve. And Johnny, it would come the day that I would just literally explode. And their eyes would open as if though I was a creature from another planet. It was like, what is wrong with her? Like I was being the lunatic, yet they have been edging me all this time. And I tell you that as a Christian, after that happens to me, I am not happy with myself when I lashed out. Even though I had the right to defend myself, as others, I protect maybe myself, my family, or what somebody might say, or my integrity. The truth of the matter is, I did not do it in the manner which was honoring the Lord. And I know some people don't understand that turn the other cheek, but oh my, oh me, oh my. We have to practice it as Christians so often. Doesn't that happen to you on a daily basis, Johnny? You just want to punch somebody out, seriously, and you hold
absolutely. Oh, are you kidding? What I learned that happens, and I'm going to tell you what I learned, and this is what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. about wisdom. When you said that word, my eyes like almost went really wide. I told you years ago, my eyes were open when I turned to the Lord in the worst part of my life. So I see his work. I see things he does in my life, and it amazes me. What he made me aware of is that what the Holy Spirit did was that the devil comes at me through other people. That's how the devil gets me. That's how
sets us up. He sets us up when we're doing good.
It's absolutely amazing, because what happens is, and I know it because I know some of these people, they're not godly people like us. Like, they don't feel the Holy Spirit is burning inside of them running their lives. You know, I'm not perfect in any way, but I know that the Spirit is inside of you. I'm aware of it. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of you. The first time I talked to you on the phone, you remember what I said?
Yes.
I sensed the Holy Spirit in you. You walk with the Lord. And I immediately picked up on it. What he does is he knows he can get me through people that don't have God as number one in their life. And he goes in them and he makes them do things that try to hurt me, or they do things to get me upset. And I could see the devil coming a mile away. And it's very hard, like you said, to just ignore it.
Oh, yes.
And I try like heck to do it because I see what's going on. He knows how to get us all, the devil, but he's never, ever going to come in between me and Jesus. Never.
Yeah, well, recently in this whole spectacle that we know happened in that award show, you know, it was quoted that Denzel, and I'm going to not quote it exactly, but it is what the Word of God says. And we've heard this saying a lot, too. This is just a saying. The higher the level, the bigger the devil. So what happens is that as we move on in life and we are trying to change from our old ways and we're progressing and succeeding and trying to walk in better character so that we can please God, what happens is then comes in, like you said, the enemy. And if we don't stay guarded, because this could happen to any of us, if we don't remain our heart guarded and our mind on him, we will ruin everything that we have been working on to keep ourselves self-control and our tongue. The Word of God says, it's similar to the Proverbs 21, but this is Proverbs 13. It says, 13:3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. Whoever opens wide his lips comes to ruin. See, Johnny, once we do something or we say something that's bad, detrimental, oh my God, impulsive, we cannot take it back. What we do, we cannot take it back. But one thing that we must remember, this is where I feel we lack as human beings, is no one is perfect. And if somebody apologizes, we need to forgive them. Because we need to extend mercy on them as God has been extending mercy on us. You see, God is merciful to even those that don't follow him because he's God and he loves us. So we walk around thinking that we all hooked up and that we're all doing good because of our own good. No, no, no. It's because of God's mercy. Just like when the thief was up there in that cross next to Jesus, there was only one that said, what could I do to be with you when he would die? And the Lord knew his heart right there that that man had repented. And I'm paraphrasing. And he said, you will be up in paradise with me. So I don't like to point fingers. There are things we do that are not correct. We open our mouths. We create ruin by what we say or what we do. But there is mercy. We have to be merciful towards other people as God has extended mercy on us. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right. I don't think there's anybody that I hold, I have hatred for or that I hold anything over their head, but there are people that I don't, between me and you, I don't want anything to do with.
Absolutely.
They're evil.
Absolutely.
They're not nice people. And they do things to me that I would never do to them or anybody. And that's what gets me furious when people do things to me that I think about it. And I say, I would never do that to somebody. Like, I would only be respectful and nice to them. And listen, I'm not perfect. I don't think God is going to hold it. He knows me better than anybody in my life. He knows everything about me and you. Like it says in the Bible, no stone shall go overturned. I don't think God is going to hold my feet to the fire because I vent sometimes. And that's what I do. I vent. I'm not going to lie to you.
Exactly. And but John, you just said
I can be in my car or by myself. Exactly. I just need to get it out. But
you said exactly what I said. We vent to an empty room or we just got to walk away so that we don't say things that we shouldn't say. Now, again, I am not telling you that I have not failed at that. I have. For instance, recently, I've been getting a little tired. We have these huddle morning team huddles from the home. I'm listening to the manager speaking or the supervisor, and she's giving us some notes and stuff for the day. When all of a sudden there's a whole lot of things that go through my mind in regards to the higher up and what they're changing in the system, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes I just stay all the time. I don't stay quiet, but lately I've been staying quiet. And the reason is because I get angry and I say, oh my God, there's like what, 10 other, 15 other people here. Nobody wants to say nothing. They must be sick of hearing me. So I stood quiet. So I had a private meeting with my supervisor and I said, hey, I want to address this, this and that. She said, I was very surprised that you were quiet in the meeting. See, there's a time to speak and there's a time to be quiet. So I basically said to her, well, I just don't want to irritate people. I seem to be the only voice that speaks up. She said, what you say is important. It's important. You should share, because the minute I share, all those people that are either introverts and don't want to share, they go, oh yeah, that happened to me too. Because there is a time to speak, the Bible says in Ecclesiastic, and there is a time to be silent. So me and Johnny are basically saying, yes, we do vent out between us and God, but we can't like retaliate and really vent to the person because it avails nothing. Nothing.
Like the guy that cut me off before on the way home. You know.
What is it going to do? Really, seriously? You know,
I wasn't too happy about it. That doesn't mean that I rolled down the window and threw something through his window. You understand what I'm saying? I was by myself in my car, you know. I'm not one of those people, Johnny.
It takes a lot. I, for one, don't like when people get close to me on a line. I never did. Like, I'm on a line trying to purchase something, and all of a sudden, you're so close. Why are you so close to me? There is no need to be close to me. It's not going to rush me to get to the cashier any faster when there's people in front of me. Very irritating happened to me today, especially when somebody's on the phone and they keep moving and edging closer, and I'm looking like, are you kidding me? Can I have my space? You know, can I please have my space? And that happened in New York all the time because it was crowded. But over here, it wasn't crowded. So there are times that I get so stirred up, but I have to remember what I'm about to say. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another. One another, tender hearted. I have a tender heart. Forgiving one another. As God in Christ forgave you. Oh my God. I can tell you what happened recently. I went back to one of the tax places that I used to work at. And somebody there, oh yeah, not a non-Christian, it was a Christian. Somebody there had hurt me and spoke to me in a way that she deserved to be told off, like about 3 years ago. Well, I went back there because I had to bring my taxes to be done with someone else. And I saw the shock in the face of the manager who had believed this woman back then, what she said about me, when I called to say hi and I was vibrant and happy and I wasn't being fake because I already have forgiven them. And it's like, I was like, hi, how are you? How's everything? The guy looked like shocked. Because the word of God says in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. You see, once we vent it out between us and God, we keep our mouth shut, even though it's hard, God is in control. And sooner or later, in my life, something happens that people are in shock that I would speak to them nicely because they don't know this, but they've been convicted by the Holy Spirit and they know they did wrong to you. They know they said something wrong. They know that while we should not retaliate, while we should never hit someone, or we should never do those crazy things, deep inside, we have to take responsibility on the other end for what you're lashing out and what you're also putting out to, I guess, entice, aggravate someone, possibly knowing or possibly not knowing. And that's why we need to learn how to guard our mouths. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody on social media feels they must tell people what they think. And I'm doing right now what I think, right? Talking, and you too. But we are basing it on the word of God. And sometimes people think you know people just because they're celebrities. This is the funniest thing. And they're speaking to celebrities as though it's their next door neighbor or their friend, not knowing their lives and thinking that they can say the horrible things that they say. And the truth is, Johnny, we are both parties, whomever it is, we are responsible for our words. We are responsible for our actions.
the reason why you feel the way you do and the way I'm the way I am is because of one thing. You have a conscience. You have a conscience.
Yep.
People that don't have a conscience don't think about their actions. No,
they do not.
And the reason why they don't have a conscience is because God's not in their life. Listen, not everybody has to go around 24 hours a day with their hands up in the air saying Jesus. I mean, I do it subconsciously. I'm always
in your heart. Absolutely.
Thanking him and talking to him. I do it with, you know, subconsciously. I talk to him all the time. I don't tell everybody this stuff. I'm telling you because you walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm telling the people listening right now, you know, like you, I'm a very deep person, you know, and I do have a conscience. And, you know, if I do something stupid, I say deep inside of me, my conscience comes up and says, why did you do that? Why are you acting like a you know? You know what I'm saying? I catch myself.
Well, you know what, Johnny? That's the thing. I think that things have gotten so out of control because we have social media that we think that we can just, we open our mouths like a faucet, you know? And Johnny, seriously speaking, every single one of us has it in us to not be nice people. Every single one of us, if we allow ourselves to be led by our emotions and our opinions, have the capability of just spewing out not good things, you know? So we learn, with a time such as this, I also don't like the opposite of that, that if someone makes a mistake, they're being crucified. But I always remember what the Word of God says, and it's in the book of Matthews. Before you judge somebody, before you go and you check out the speck, the Word of God says, or the plank in your brother's eye, then you need to take out rather the plank out of your eye. So you're checking out that person and you're saying, oh, they shouldn't have done. You need to check yourself. Because the truth of the matter is none of us are perfect and none of us are sinless. And we have all committed mistakes. And it is not up to us to be the judge. But with that said, because there will always be repercussions and consequences, no matter what, even if we lose our temper and say things we shouldn't say, Johnny, as people of God, there will be consequences.
And we will have regrets. But we got to remember that God is merciful. And God will forgive us. And that's all that's important. We can ask somebody for forgiveness, but they may never forgive us. They may never. And that's the hardest thing, that when you really are repenting and you really are saying, man, I shouldn't have said that. Man, that was based upon, you've done that. That's based upon something that I was going through and it's a mounting. And all of a sudden this came to me, boom. And it was like it ignited me. And now we can't take it back. So what do? Beat ourselves up? No, we have to deal with the consequences and forgive ourselves as God has forgiven us. The Word of God says in James 1:5, when I am deficient in wisdom, when I don't have wisdom, I ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given unto me. I know you like that one, Johnny. Let's talk about that, because I know you seek the wisdom of God, Johnny.
Well, I've been asking for wisdom, and little did I know that I'm getting it little by little. I am. I'm starting to understand things as I go along in my faith. I don't think it's just getting older. I think it's the Lord is making me understand things more and more, because I ask for these things. You know, I don't understand a lot. It doesn't deter my faith one bit. You know, there's things I don't understand that I don't have wisdom is. And why? No, let me backtrack. What I've come to conclude is that, and we cannot as human beings understand this. I don't even know where you put us when you talk about God. Primitive is the only word I can think of. God gets involved sometimes, and sometimes he doesn't. Why? I don't know. Like, why would God let the Twin Towers come down and all those people die? We don't know. But then you hear the stories of God giving us miracles and God saving people, and God does get involved, and only He knows the answers to these things. So I just go with whatever happens, and I never do two things. I never blame Him for anything, and I never ask for things that I know I can't get from Him. Like, you can't ask to win the lottery.
That is so incredible what you just said. I'm reading a book, and the book is about moving the faith that moves the mountains. And to make a long story short, exactly what you just said. We cannot think that God is going to give us something that He has not already said He's given us in the Bible. So therefore, He has deposited a same amount of faith, says the Bible, to each one of us who follow Him. But He also gives us wisdom, the Word of God says, for the asking. But each one of us are human beings, so we lack in certain areas of our life wisdom. I might be wise in regards to saying, let me prayerfully consider this or that, but yet I may not be as wise in another area of my life. Each one of us, it may be in different places, but the Word of God says that if we ask it, we shall receive it. And it's a lifelong process. And the thing is that when we get it, unlike Solomon, who that was his demise, Solomon asked for wisdom. He got it. And this is why we get all those writings, you know, in the book of Proverbs. But Solomon got too big-headed. God gave him all this wisdom. And now the wisdom, he manipulated it into what he wanted. You know, God gave him wisdom and he took it and mixed it up with other stuff of his flesh. And he got arrogant, and it was his demise. It was terrible. And that followed on to his child. And that was Solomon, was David's son. So what I'm saying, we ask for wisdom, but the wisdom that we want, and we want to continue to remind ourselves, is the wisdom that comes from God. And when God gives us the wisdom to be able to walk through these things, to understand, to discern for whatever it is in our lives, then we need to be humbled and do it humbly. And I think that's the hardest thing, because you're a man. And I think for men, you know, you're not gonna want nobody stepping up on you and your face or talking nonsense about you. The first thing that gets, you know, touched is your flesh. Your flesh is saying, hey, you know what I'm saying? Who do you think he is? You know? Who he thinks he is? Another thing gets in our way is our culture, our heritage. You're Italian, I'm New Yorican. First thing is like, she thinks she's talking to, you know what I'm saying? And all that starts kicking up. These are the things that as we continue to mature in the Lord, we got to go, wait a minute. What am I first? Am I first an Italian? Am I first a New Yorican? Or am I first a Christian, a follower of Christ? And when you say to yourself, I am a follower of Christ, that is my nation, that is my race. We are one race in Him. Then I have to push myself down and surrender it to God, and God will turn that around. He will. He will. Amen. So, Johnny, any closing words before we close? Today we talked about wisdom and all this stuff.
I just want to touch on one thing quickly.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You always have to remember to turn to God when things are going good and thank Him, and turn to Him when things are going bad. Don't just turn to Him when bad things happen in your life. When things are good in your life, say, thank you, Lord. God bless you for doing all that you do for me. I thank Him every day in my life for everything He's given me. If it wasn't for Him, I'd have nothing.
Absolutely. And what seems to be weakness to the rest of the world, when we react in the manner that pleases God, it really is the opposite. It shows courage, self-control, strength, godly character. And I know, because it's hard, because it's the flesh that we're pushing down. It's our flesh. It's our upbringing. It's our culture. And I have learned in many occasions that I have won people over to God, or have become my friends later, or even come to me when they had the worst of the worst happen in their lives. Those that persecuted me, I can tell you that they came to me when they had trouble, because they said something about you was different. And I know I can talk to you about this. And that was the person who was being my enemy, and it turned around.
And now they wanted to find comfort in the Lord. Because when you don't react and they see, they don't, you think it's weakness, but they say, dang, man, what is it about this person that's different? And that's the open door where you can talk to them about Christ.
Well, what amazes me about Christ, I can't believe how much I love him and how he's everything to me. He's my best friend. He's the one I talk to. He's the one I love more than any. It's amazing that you could love him more than your own parents, more than your own children, more than anything in your life.
The Bible actually says that. The Bible says we are supposed to put nothing in front of him. All him, he is on top. And that happens with all your relations, like you said, children, marriage, your parents, your loved one, whatever it is, he has to be on top. And if you're married, he needs to be, we say, in the middle. Everything has to be filtered through him. So before you say things that are not nice to your spouse, you have to filter it to God. One time I remember it was not my husband. It was a relationship. And the Holy Spirit said to me, do not speak to my son that way. Oh yeah. Do not speak to my son that way.
Wow.
Because I had to remember that he too is a child of God. And how dare I? There was a better way to communicate what I wanted to communicate. There was a better timing to communicate. I had to learn that even in marriage. There are times that I wanted to say my point now because I'm angry, but God would say, not now. There will be the right time to discuss that later with your mate. And we have a hard time with that, especially women. We have a hard time.
Well, we all do.
Yeah, we have a hard time. So my friend, I hope that anything anybody said, either one of us said, has blessed someone. I pray that they will continue to tune in to Two is Better Than One. We make these videos nice, short, and sweet, and then add wonderful music with 30 minutes of music of a mix of DJ Johnny C. And please don't forget to tune in to Planet Beat Nation and subscribe on YouTube. And check out when Johnny's going to be on even more doing specials. He's on Thursdays. Johnny, what time? Let him know on Thursday.
7 o'clock on YouTube Live, playing the best old school freestyle house. You name it, I'm playing it. And Club Planet Beat's doing quite well, if I must say.
Absolutely. And Adelante with Arlene, also, as you know, on YouTube, check out the playlist. You'll see interviews. You'll see Speak It Out, Sing It Loud. Of course, you see our new show, Two is Better Than One. This is episode 4. Go check out the others. And check us out, as I said, on Triple Threat FM. I'm on at 10 on Tuesdays, and me and Johnny are on Sundays at 2. And as Johnny says and I say, at the end of every video, of every podcast, every time we tune into this radio station, Johnny, what is it that you say?
It doesn't get better than this.
That's right. And I say, we get adelante, keep moving forward. Have yourself a blessed day.
Two is better than one. With your host, Arlene, and DC.
You're watching Johnny Adelante with Matt.